This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. Hour number two already. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City, and a lot of weather going on. Lots of lightning and thunder and rain, and hope everybody's okay out there. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana now, east of town, way east, and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, RJ's Hunting and Fishing. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Oh, not much. I hadn't looked at that radar yet. I was wondering what y'all were getting this morning.
We're getting hammered right now, buddy.
Got hammered yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit. And you're good this morning, but this is all moving your way, so it's moving slow.
It still ain't showing it getting to us.
Well, the way it's rotating, you know, with kind of like the, you know, from Dallas and the kind of rotation it's got, it looks like it'll probably go above you. But, you know, Shreveport and all, you know, that end of Louisiana will get
smoked. Oh, I saw that deal yesterday in Palestine, all that water running through the middle of the town.
Yeah, coming to see me.
Yeah, no kidding.
Coming to the coast. Bring it.
And the Powell River ain't never going to go down.
I think I'm going to start catfishing for a living.
I hear you.
Get my old buddy Opie to show me how he catches all them big blues back there in the marsh with bull reds and bull sharks.
Yep. I knew a guy that used to fish out of the goo hole that, man, he used to catch them fish. He knew all that stuff in there.
He'd go catch them catfish. Full of catfish. Full of them.
Yep. So, but... No, fishing here been good other than that damn wind.
Yeah.
I mean, now yesterday, we didn't have none. It was miserable hot here yesterday.
I bet it did get hot if you didn't have any wind, man.
Oh, it was. I'm telling you, it was hot. But, well, I guess starting last Saturday, when I had some new customers, but wound up like we were nearly kin to one another talking on the boat, and it was there's five of them on one boat, but they were two little bitty ones, so it worked out good. But go get some trout, we can get them. I said, I'll probably get them trout. I said, I don't know if I can do both. And, well, let's go get some trout, and then we'll see if we can catch some redfish. I go down there towards the end of southeast, pull up on a spot I've been catching a few on. Man, we catch like three or four really nice ones. And by the time we catch a baby bull, 28-inch redfish, and I seen a couple fish rolling and boiling the water. Said, y'all throw right over our edge of that grass, and it rose okay. And maybe it was old school.
Was it?
Oh, I finally told him, said, we're going to have to take time out. I can't keep taking all these fish off. And it was just literally every cast there was a fish on.
Man.
You know, and the wind blowing hard, though, that I had to keep trying to readjust that boat to make it where they could hit the spot, because you need to hit it within about a 10-foot radius. You know, I don't have that many fish to be sitting in a 10-foot radius, but I don't know, we probably caught 100.
Huh.
And it was just crazy, and it was a lot of fun. His three brothers, and it was just a good time. And we caught one more trout after that, and I told him, I said, it, I don't know, 11 o'clock, so I booped around, tried to catch four trout. And I said, guys, this tide's starting to rip out of here now. I said, I ain't going to catch these trout. I mean, they're done. I said, and all these redfish that's in here, I don't think there's any trout left in here. So, but it was weird because we caught a redfish pretty much every place I stopped trying to catch a trout.
Right. That's the way it always is.
Yeah, you know, so.
You need reds, all you catch is trout. If you need trout, all you catch is reds.
Uh-huh. No kidding. So.
Either one's fun. Just catch them. It don't matter.
Yeah. What them Strohs do last night, I ain't even checked.
They won 10-2. I stayed up and watched them.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, Walker looked like he was supposed to last night. He was on it. Boy, he hit a bomb over the Crawford boxes, over the railroad track. He looked like something Pujols would hit back in the day.
Well, that's good. So they're still just three, or they move up another spot?
They're four games up.
Four now. Well, what happened?
Yeah, they'd be five if they had lost that game last night. I mean,
not
we
four.
Played the White Sox, five games now, and we've lost three of them to them.
I know,
last place team. That's just nuts. We can't beat them when we need to.
Yeah. So, but what has happened to Seattle? My God. What?
They hit the skids.
Yeah, they did. I saw where Tucker finally got a hit.
Has he been slumping? I haven't been keeping up with him.
Oh, I'm talking about he was like 0-for-40.
Wow.
Yeah, and he got all that money.
Mr. Money.
I guess he got it. Well, they was offering him $600 million, so.
Yeah, him and Bregman, they're good ball players, but they're kind of streaky too. You know, they have their moments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I ain't never seen Tucker have that bad of one. So, but that's how it goes.
Well, he did with a cracked leg when he didn't play for 2 months or wherever it was. They said, oh, it's just a bone bruise. He'll be all right. Yeah. You know, they kept telling us that, and I'm going, something's wrong. Bone bruise?
Yeah.
He should have been back.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like our big guy. I don't understand why he's back
here. Yeah. Fractured bone in his hand.
Well,
that's all right. Let him rest up. We need the last half of the season.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Bombs away with Yordan as we go into the playoffs again. We need him. I'd rather lose him now than to lose him at the end.
Most definitely. Wish we'd get one more pitcher.
Couple.
No. Really? That's true.
Well, Gusto looked better last night than he's looked. You know, he did all right. Yeah.
Good.
But, I mean, I think 4 games before that, they only scored 7 runs for him in 4 games. It's hard to win. Nolan Ryan can tell you all about that when he played for us.
Yep. Yeah, changing subject. What's that dam doing up there?
It's at about 30-something thousand right now. It'll go up after all this rain event yesterday and today.
All that
Dallas watershed, they're getting smoked again. It's a running.
Needs to happen over the weekend, so all them planned protest they're going to have.
Oh, man.
You can talk about New Orleans now.
Oh, everybody's jumping on a bandwagon.
Yeah. Well, at least they figured out they're getting paid to do that. So.
Well, yeah, a working man ain't got time to protest. All we got to do is make a living, pay bills, and live a normal life. Those people are nuts.
You think?
Yeah,
they did catch that one. They were throwing them rocks at one of them.
Yeah, I heard his own family turned him in for the $50,000 reward.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Money talks.
Money, money, money. Your money does talk, doesn't it?
That's what's behind all the protests. So,
would you turn me in for $50,000?
You? Hey, score what you done, Mickey.
Yeah.
I'd have to weigh that one out.
I heard that. The world's gone crazy, all but us, man. Let's just keep on fishing and enjoying the great outdoors.
Yes. So, y'all supposed to get out of that weather today, or we still got more coming that way?
Man, I'm looking at my screen. It just came. I finally got my TV back. They had four shots. Las Vegas, Seattle, New York, Los Angeles, all of them, all four spots, just pure rioting. That's crazy. Oh, my goodness.
I did see where they wasn't going to tolerate it in New York, supposedly. We'll see.
No, they're not. New York's, they're being heavy-handed. That's good.
About time.
Yes. And our governor isn't messing around either over here.
Oh, no. I just told everybody, it's my family and I'll be really aware of this coming weekend because they don't tell what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't think they'll pull anything in Cleveland, Texas. But
no, we're going to enjoy our Father's Day this year and heck with all these crazy people.
Yep.
We're going to do our thing. Well, I'm glad your fishing's holding up. You're doing good over there. That's great.
Yeah, the fishing is.
Did anybody get offshore? Did they had any low winds?
Yeah, there was some of them. Them big 42s and stuff. They're pushing that limit, But trying to think, it was Sunday or something. I didn't see nothing other than snapper,
Right.
Doing their snapper thing right now, but man, that wind's been honking, Luckily for us inshore guys, it's southwest, so that's kind of blowing right up the river on us. And
right,
we can find protected water. And
sure,
these tides though have been so. And that's what I told them guys. We were running down there, and it's. It's right at 30 miles to get to the end of Southeast Bay, Northeast. They're both right there together. So, and when I hit the pass, coming out of Pass Lutra, I clicked my machine over and looked at the tides, and it showed high tide. Right when I'd done it, it exactly showed we just reached high tide and no wind. Guy sat beside me and said, "Well, what, Cap?" I said, "We talked about the drought." I said,
"Right,
this ain't real good from drought when we go to this slack tide." And it's been that way for 2-3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
High tide in the morning, and only thing about that southwest wind blowing though, we hit high tide and that wind bumping on it like that, it's pushing some water up the parking lot stuff. It's rim.
It'll push water for you guys over there, but over here it lowers water, any kind of west.
Yep. Yeah.
Because you can curl out on the coastline a little bit more. All right, Mike. Well, hey, somebody wants to come over and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right,
hope y'all get out of that weather.
We're going to sit here and ride it out. Let her rip. All right, buddy.
There you go.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Uh-huh.
All right.
You too.
All right, well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse. Croakers are located right at the base of the Texas City Dyke at 227 Dyke Road. And, folks, if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to leave your bait or your tournament fish than with their oxygen response system. Check them out firsthand at the store. They have them on display, or you need more info on it, just call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their great specials they have on their wild-caught Gus shrimp. No farm-raised at Boyd's. This is all wild-caught. And look for their big 9-12s, 15-18 count. Whatever you're looking for, they have it. And blue crabs, I mean, anything you need, Boyd's has got it. And crawfish season is kind of winding down, so, you know, give them a call first or check their website to make sure they have plenty of crawfish in stock before you make the trip down. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. When you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. Rainy weather this morning. All right, let's check in with Captain Blaine Friermuth in Baytown, see what he's up to. Blaine, you getting smoked?
Yep. I've been up since 3 o'clock watching that lightning. It never has stopped lightning since 3 o'clock this morning.
Oh, what an electrical storm. That one I drove in here on, you know, I don't have it a little short drive, but it was a nightmare. Nasty.
It just keeps going on and on and on.
Yes.
Of course, I canceled my trip for today. I had new customers, so I canceled them last night. I said it was 100% chance of rain, they predicted. And I said, if y'all have can go at another time, then we need to go at another time, so we book for later on. But
yeah,
it's a good thing, man. It's coming on down.
Yeah,
down there.
You don't want to mess with this mess.
Up here in Baytown, we're getting hammered. I guess everybody's getting hammered right now. There ain't no dry spot around.
Yeah, there's a real giant one. That one that's been all over Charlie and everything. It looks like it's going to ease into Galveston about, I don't know, about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Oh, I saw that. That was red blob on at Matagorda. And
oh yeah, Charlie lost his power while I was talking to him.
Oh boy, well, yeah. That's what I'm waiting for here. We were getting that when you were driving to work this morning when I talked to you. It was really, we were getting pounded by lightning. I just knew we were going to lose it.
Man, I had to pull slicker up just to get to the truck this morning. Bibs and slicker jacket, everything. I said, look at this. Feel like I'm going fishing.
Yeah. We're still on them, Mickey, but we've had our water's deteriorating slowly.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
That southwest wind last week, it really messed it up, and it just hadn't cleaned up good. We're still catching them. I get my trout every day, and, you know, I average 3 customers every day, sometimes 4, and I would say that we catch 30 to 40 trout every morning. I've got about 5 spots that I hit using live
shrimp. Yeah, but you don't sit on hard. You go fish for star tournament fish like redfish and sheephead and stuff, right?
That's my program every day, Mickey, is get these people's trout, especially if they want to keep some, keep their 3 each, which doesn't take very long to get that. And then I start hitting my redfish spots, which you can also catch sheephead because I'm fishing on rocks and stuff with live shrimp. Catch your reds and your sheephead if they're biting. And I have not put anybody on a starfish yet that they could weigh in yet or do anything with. We're working on them, but we just hadn't got anything that's worthwhile
your
yet.
Your time will come, brother.
It's coming. One day last week when I could get out on the open water, and this is the first time in a while. We limited out on trout and reds out in the open water. And that school of reds I was on out there was those kind of schools where you say, man, we're catching so many, we might be able to get a star red out of these.
Right.
But they're all like cookie cutters, like 22 to 26 inches. And man, it was every cast out there, but I was on an open reef out in the middle of the bay. Mm-hmm. So, and I went back 2 days later and we never caught a red. So, but not many days have I been
here today, gone tomorrow, man.
Story of my life. But
oh yeah.
I haven't been able to get out in the open bay that much to get out there on where I want to go. Whenever we do start catching our gaff top, I'm going to catch them out there on those big reefs out in the open bay.
Yes, sir.
And we haven't been catching hardly any gaff top. But I had one day last week, we caught our trout really good. I had 3 guys, and then this one guy said, we want to fish for sheephead. And I said, let's go do it. I fished for 4 hours for sheephead, and we never caught one, not even one bite. So
nine's leading right now.
I know. I don't think I'm going to catch a 9-pounder upstream up here where I fish on the rocks. That's 9-pounders usually come off the jetties and stuff like that, the big stuff down there. I don't know where they came from, but that's just normally what I've seen.
Well, the 3 biggest sheephead weighed in so far have been weighed in over at Linda's Sylvan Beach over there. So, you know, they were caught up here somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know about the spillway. You know, the spillway, everybody catches every year. They catch some really big ones in here. But that may have been where they came from. Could have been come from the spillway. I know a lot of people have been up there. But
all the gaff top, man, they're all coming. There's not any from Galveston Bay yet, you know, on the adult leaderboard. Everybody's from, the big ones at Sabine, and then you got one in Port Mansfield, a 5'7", and Roy's Bait and Tackle in Corpus, a 5'6". And the Causeway, Nederland, and Sportsman Supply, all that down there.
Not that big.
No, they're not. Nobody's, you know, that 6'1" is pretty big for a gaff top, but no bruisers, no 7 or 8 pounders.
Well, I'm really not catching them. Even
so there's still hope.
We got a lot of fresh water where I'm at, though, Mickey. It's coming from every direction. It's coming from the Trinity. And you've seen that Trinity River watershed all the way up to Tyler, Texas, all the way up. It just keeps getting pounded every day. We
y'all
do not
see
need
it this morning. It's getting nuked again.
I know. We don't need any more rain in southeast Texas. From the coast all the way up to the Oklahoma, we don't need any more. They've had enough. We've all had enough of that. And speaking of rain, we got 3.5 inches at my ranch yesterday.
I was just fixing to ask you that. It looked like South Texas got some valuable rain.
That's a really good rain, a 3-inch for us. But that's what I'm waiting on this morning. I'm watching that stuff kind of try to build down South Texas. I've been keeping a close eye on the radar. They're kind of getting some little pepper storms come up, little half-mile-wide storms come up. But none of the big ones like came up yesterday morning, but they're calling for it. And we're setting up ourselves for another great year on hunting, by the way, because of all the rain in South Texas already.
Perfect timing.
The quail is crazy. It's going to be better than we've ever had. And last year was the best year we've ever had in South Texas in 43 years. But
I'll tell you what, you had a pretty damn good deer season too, man. There were some nice buckshot on your ranch last year.
Oh, my goodness. We had some really good deer. Lots of 150 class bucks, which is good for us.
That is really good.
Yeah. But I'm staying with it, Mickey. I'm fishing hard, and the bookings have been good and strong, but I cancel a lot of them just like today because I don't want people to go out there and get
it's not worth it.
I don't go for a 2-hour tour and charge people. I don't like going for that.
I ain't into that either. But if you're gonna go for the day.
I want to get them a good day, and I've been doing it a long time, and I want everybody to be happy. It's just if we go fish for 1 hour and then come in, then you gotta charge them. People don't like that, so
right.
Anyway, I tend to cancel more, than I should, but still, I'll try to keep people happy. But we got better days coming. I don't know when they're coming. I keep saying that, but here it is, middle of June already, and we're still struggling with weather.
It's the world we live in today, man.
Oh, man, what do you do today? I'm working on fishing tackle.
Yeah, if you lose all your trips, you can sign up and be a paid protester, I guess.
Yeah, I don't have
that. Be your backup job. Still be in the outdoors, brother.
Yeah. But all in all, everything's good. It's just been a great spring, and it's been deteriorating now for a month and a half. With Trinity Bay is my love, and that's where I want to fish, and I can't do it. It's all fresh. We're fresh, and now catch it from the San Jacinto River. We're losing a lot of our good stuff upstream because the San Jacinto, I guess it's Lake Houston, Lake Conroe, all dumping in the river, coming down the ship channel. So. That's the story of our life. That's the life of a fishing guy. But I have a feeling before too long, I'm going to be down there in San Leon and all that down there along the Tick City Dyke.
I hope not. I hope you can still stick it out up here because you've been doing good up here.
Yeah.
We all have. When I go, I've done real well. Got to go to get them.
Yeah, well.
But I mean, pop out there and get my 3-piece right off the bat.
Three trout don't mean a whole lot nowadays, but it means something to all these customers when they can say they got their limit.
But
I'd say our trout are averaging, Mickey, 16 to 18 inches, and some days we catch several over 20, but not many days of that right now. But I'd say 16 to 19 inches is the average, and that's the kind of the three trout that everybody.
Boy, what are we going to do next year when everything's over 20 and then we're waiting on the 14s to get 15s?
I think Texas Parks and Wildlife will take care of us. They'll change it. They're going to let us go back to 5 trout, and they'll probably let us have 1 fish over 20 or something like that. I'm sure they're going to.
We'll see.
Let's get their license sales boosted back up again, and you get those limits back up, people will participate a little bit more. We'll see. But
I know right now, I wonder, I hadn't talked to Bill Kenny about it, but I wonder how their star tournament entries are because there's so many trout fishermen, and they used to look so forward to the star to try and get that one big trout,
Just a chance. Everybody pays their $25 just for a chance or whatever it is, $35, whatever it is. That's a big deal. You got a lot better chance of winning in the star tournament than you do in the lotto, I can tell you that.
Well, yeah. You make your own luck in the star tournament.
You've seen it over the years, and so have I, how many people we've had on our boats that weren't entered that if they would have paid their $25, they'd have won them something really nice.
Exactly.
But I push it hard. Go sign up for the Star if you're going to fish with me. It's just a luck deal, but that's luck is for $25, it's worth it. I can tell you that.
Well, people got to like their chances if they're fishing with you.
Well, I fish hard, and I'll throw the kitchen sink at them. I use shrimp, croakers, artificials, everything that we got. Every color of tail and every kind of topwater and every kind of spoon, I'll throw it all. But, you know, live bait still is the winner for me. Especially with the people I get. You know, you got a lot of people that are really non-fishermen. You throw that popping cork out there with the shrimp, they don't have to do nothing.
Well, that's the deal. I mean, you know, for beginners and people that don't have the skills, I mean, you got to do that.
And I created a monster by doing it. Used to, I was pretty much a purist like a lot of the guys, and we threw artificial most of the time. But
well, I wouldn't say a lot of the guys. There's just a handful that are purists that just strictly throw that. I mean, there's not many.
But my customers that were really good customers that had all their own equipment, they started asking me, hey, could you take my wife and kids with us, or can we take my aunt? And I said, yeah, I can. But we're going to use live bait. Well, we'll pay you extra to use live bait. I said, okay, all right, let's do that. So I created a monster, and that's what I'm into right now. And I get a lot of smiling faces every day, Mickey.
That's all that matters right there.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And some days, and almost every day, I try to take all the trout off the hook so they don't damage our fish because we're going through so many trout every morning. And if I handle every fish, then I know that those fish are going to be around. You get a lot of people don't. They let the fish flop on the floor and grab them with a towel, and that fish is gone. You can't do that.
My phone just went off with all these advisories and alerts. It got an advisory from 3:54 a.m. to 7 where I'm sitting here. Area flood watch, lightning alert, severe storm risk. I mean, hey, bring it.
The lightning has not stopped since
it hasn't.
4:00 or 3:00 this morning. I'm sitting out here.
Hey, this studio I'm in, you know how quiet it is, and you know how strong, and it's shaking. I mean, it's rumbling around here.
I know. Well, I don't know how many inches we got yesterday here in Baytown, but it looked like about 2 for me out here on the bay, on the north end of the bay. And this morning now I've probably got about 3/4 of an inch already. Since I talked to you, it wasn't raining, and now it's been raining the whole time. Never just light rain. Mm-hmm. It's not going to stop for a while. Here it comes.
Well, Blaine, if somebody wants to call you and get out, and if they're interested in any of the species in the Star Tournament, that's what you're fishing for right now. How do they get a hold of you, man?
Call me at 713-703-6656. I'll do my best for you.
I know you will, Blaine. Hey, it's always good talking to you, buddy. Stay dry if that's possible. All right, brother. See you, man. All right, that's Captain Blaine Fryermood from Baytown. Well, the 36th Annual CCA Star Tournament, that is going on right now. It started Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all summer through Labor Day. And it's brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. Get signed up today. You can take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions. 120 tagged redfish released in inshore Texas waters, swimming around just waiting to be caught. And you can fish for other species also, like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament is brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:38 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down to G-Town. Let's check in with Captain Sharky Marquez. Good morning, Michael. How are you, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, my friend. What's up with you?
Oh, not a lot, man. Just been fishing pretty hard these last couple days. And
doesn't look like it today.
Yeah,
looking
man.
A little suspect out there, bud.
Looking a little suspect, man. I got old Cajun Chris down there getting ready to rock and roll this morning, and he just tried to call me. I'm sure I'll talk to him here in a little bit, and he'll be saying, "Sharky, what is going on out here?" It's pretty nasty, brother. Pretty nasty. We've been fighting it all. Shoot, that we fished yesterday morning and thinking that it wasn't going to get, or, you know, thinking that it was going to be super, super bad and we weren't going to get a whole bunch of time on the water. And we had that little, it dropped like 15 degrees when that thing came through, and we were all fishing in offits, on a multi-boat kind of corporate deal, catching a bunch of fish, having a great time. And shoot, right before whatever that was pushed through down there from Freeport, we were watching it. Man, that bite was on, buddy. We put a hurting on him yesterday.
Man, that's good.
Yeah, but once it got about, I think, 8 or 9 miles away from us, I was watching it on my radar screen. I said, "Guys, we got to go, buddy." And we were just fishing right there in offits. And we pulled in there and got the fish unloaded, and buddy, we were about to start filleting, and that you could feel that temperature drop. I said, "Y'all better hold on tight, because it's fixing to get rowdy around here." Oh. And man, it rained like crazy there for a little bit, and then we moved our afternoon trips and all that, thinking that it was gonna be raining like crazy all afternoon, and it just didn't, man. I don't know. That weather, man, it's hard to predict. And now I'm seeing lightning out there, you know, through my window here. So,
yeah, y'all got like a wall of stuff coming day. From Matagorda. It's coming up the coast right at you. It's going to nuke y'all about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Oh, geez, man.
I'm getting smoked up here. It's staying just above y'all. But, you know, like from League City up through Baytown into Kingwood and all that, it's getting it. But you got a big glob.
Oh, you're getting it up there right now, huh?
Right, but that big glob down around Bay City and Matagorda, it's kind of still sitting there. It's crazy. It's moving slow, but it'll be covering the west end of West Bay and everything by about 6:40.
Oh,
the time lapse.
That's quick. That's not good.
Yeah, and by 7 o'clock, it ought to be to the causeway.
Well,
that's just the way it's moving like, now. That could all change, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I
that sounds about
like
right,
negative Nelly, but it's not looking too good there, brother. I'm sure somebody popped out before daylight this morning. They're making a wait or something.
Well, God bless them, man.
Coming. Yeah, good luck with that.
Good luck indeed. Oh, goodness, man. Well, it's been, as you know, it's been windy, but we've been catching some fish, man.
Getting some good trout catches, you know, coming through the kiddies.
We are,
and everything.
Man.
That's good.
We are. Good to hear. We've been catching our trout. We've been catching, in the offits. We've been doing pretty well in offits by you there.
Good.
Just bouncing around and fishing some reef systems out there. And, man, it's just amazing the water that's held in that little bay complex there.
Yeah.
When all else fails, man, you can find somewhere to fish in there.
How about the causeway, man? Everybody starting to fish that now? You know,
hey,
like
we fished it yesterday at the end of our trip. And, in fact, we all retreated when that storm was getting real nice and close. Me and JJ, actually all of us, all four of us was sitting there, and I think out of all four of us, we caught maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 trout on that thing, you know, but we're fishing 20 minutes, you know, real quick.
Right.
So 7 or 8 trout, and then I think probably a dozen pup drum, you know, and just mixed in, which was mm-hmm. cool, but, you know, something to bend the rod and get the drag screaming a little bit. And it's been close,
you know, to port in case the weather gets real bad. You know, you got a short boat ride back to Offutt's.
Man, it's a great little spot to get in there and get a bite. And shoot, my buddy Brad, he was telling me that he got them there pretty good the other day. So, you know,
We used to catch beautiful fish off that when I was a little kid. I'd go with my grandparents, and they'd walk down the railroad bridge then and all that, and fish off the bridge. And, man, they used to catch a lot of beautiful trout and big old giant croakers and everything.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah. It's
big
something
old
about
Atlantic
that area.
Croaker, man, and monstering them 2-pounders.
Yeah, we don't see those too often, man.
No,
I think last
that's a
summer
shame
I caught
too,
a
man.
That's crazy. They used to be big old golden croakers, huh?
Oh yeah. 2 at a time, double drop leaders, man.
That's nuts. That's
a little
nuts.
Dead shrimp on there and drop her at the bottom and man, hang on.
Hang on, baby. Get you a mess of them, you know. Shoot.
And little men, yeah. Good fish.
Oh man. Yep, I wish it was like that now where you could see crazy stuff like that, man. But our fisheries is changing. But I'll tell you this, you know, even with the new trout regulations and everything, I think, man, I've seen more big trout. We've caught more big trout this season, I think, due to that. And it's been a pretty decent change.
You know, it's got to help.
Yeah, it's helping. Yeah, it's helping. Well, I go from 10 back when I first started guiding, I think trout was 10, you know, and then it went to 5 and then, you know, went to 3.
Well,
isn't that right?
When I started, there was no limit. And then, then they went to 20, and oh, we were crying in our beer over 20, and then they went to 10, and then 5, now 3. It just, my, how times.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, if we got any hopes in recovering, oh, gosh, man, we hooked real quick. Maybe you probably got to go, but we hooked a
– I'm good.
We hooked a 30-inch trout, 3-0 in the yesterday. It was yesterday morning. A bunch of trout to be caught on this shoreline. But this thing came out of the water and it looked like a tarpon was jumping. Yeah, just fishing popping cork live shrimp, and current was ripping like crazy, man. So we're kind of casting up current, letting that cork drift down the shoreline. You got about 45 seconds of fish time. You're reeling it in, re-putting it back up there in that strike zone. And caught a couple little dinks, and then, man, that thing smoked it, and he came out the water. I mean, the shoulders on that thing, it was huge. Yeah, it looked like a legit, it looked like a tarpon, Joko. I mean, it was crazy. So there's some big fish rolling around.
Yeah, they're out there. They're not as plentiful as they used to be, but hey, they're coming back. We'll get them.
Yep, I think so, brother.
We're in the rebuilding process. It'll all come. All right, Sharky. Well, hey, throw them out some information. Somebody wants to get down and lodge up, fish up, do it all, or get married, whatever.
Yeah. Come on with it, man. Google us, Outcast Charters Galveston. You can't miss us, man. We'd love to have you guys. We've got on-site lodging through Bayside Event Center and Lodge right on 61st Street. Book your corporate trip with us, wedding, birthday party, you name it. We're all about just making memories right there. So come on out, see us, check us out.
Put them in the honeymoon suite for the night and then take them fishing the next morning. Only a sicko understand that. All right, brother. Sharky, have a good one. Always a pleasure. See you, buddy. All right, man.
Thanks, Nicky.
All right. Now let's run up to the Big Sam, Sam Rayburn Reservoir. Check in with our good friend, Randy Dearman. Hey, Randy, what's up, buddy?
Well, just waiting on you to call this morning, Mick.
Well,
what's this weather going to do? Is it here? Is it coming?
It's coming. Don't buy no minnows yet.
We didn't. We went in and canceled today.
Yeah, it's a little west of you right now, but it's getting real close. You know, the Rayburn, by about 7 o'clock, you ought to be starting to get hit.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, they've been dropping the lake. You know, we've had quite a bit of rain, and, you know, above and all, but they're letting that water out as fast as they can. It's back down to, you know, pool, maybe a little bit below. So
right.
A little fresh water, that water moving, sure keeps it pretty out there.
I bet it does. Rayburn's so pretty. That's a beautiful lake, man. The Big Sam.
We've crappie fished every day this week. Well, it's weird, you know. It's getting late enough in the year where usually we don't catch that many of them throwbacks. And I bet yesterday we caught 150 that we threw back, Mickey.
Really?
You know, by 11 o'clock, you know, when the storm came.
Were they just under the limit?
Yeah, 9 and...
Oh, 9 and 10 inches.
7, 8, you know.
Yeah, just under 10.
Yeah. But
how fast do those fish grow?
You know, this at that size, they grow pretty fast. You know, another month, most of them will probably be keepers. Mm-hmm. But it don't matter. We caught some great old big white crappie in with them. Them white ones are pretty.
Yeah, I like them big old white crappie. White perch.
Yeah, that's what they were.
That's what my mama called the white ones. She just called them white perch, and then the black ones she called them crappie.
Yeah, yeah. What the weatherman said, this is supposed to be a pretty powerful storm, this one here. I don't think it's going to go as fast as the ones we've been
moving slow through us this morning, and it you talk about a light show. I mean, it's an electrical storm. Got a lot of lightning in it. My goodness. Well,
didn't get the bass fish any this week. I know they'll be showing up out there on those humps and high spots. I fished, me and Mr. Dakota Ebear fished last Wednesday, and we caught some nice ones. They bit in the morning for about 45 minutes there, and we had a little wad of them just every throw. And when they busted up and scattered, we never found another bunch. We caught a few fish after that, but it was fun there for a bit.
Right. Well,
they weren't about, probably 18 to 20 foot of water. We were sitting in 22 or so, right on the edge of a little break. And I catched them on a Carolina rig and a jig.
What soft plastic were you using?
I was throwing a Strike King rage bug on a Carolina rig, and he was throwing a crankbait store. He couldn't catch none. I caught two or three casts in a row, and he reached down and grabbed a jig with a football jig with one of those rage bugs on the back of it, and we just had fun there. We probably caught, I don't know, 15 or so.
Right.
Like 20 minutes, and they were all, 3 to 6 pounds.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, Randy. I done run out of time real quick here. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Rayburn doing some bass fishing or crappie fishing, give them a number, man.
936-328-0864. Have a good one, Captain Beck.
Hey, you too, Randy. Take care. Watch that weather, brother. See you, man. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.